Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey Von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Hey guys, welcome to our Thanksgiving episode. Yeah. So for this month, we've done mostly movies that we like because turns out that like bad Thanksgiving movies are like the bottom of the barrel, the worst movies you could ever watch in your life.
Yeah. Like if you ever watch like a bad Friday the 13th, I thought, this is a shitty movie. You haven't seen Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So yeah, this week though, we did do one just so bad that it's awful
movie. Yeah, thank God it was only about 70 minutes.
Yes.
Like, it didn't even have, like, a full feature-length runtime.
Right, right. No, it's, yeah. And the thing is, I felt like I was watching it forever.
Yeah, it did go on. It did feel like, I was like, wow, only an hour and 10 minutes, and I feel like I want to kill myself already? Shit.
Yeah, no, it's wild. But yeah, so this week, we are doing Thanksgiving. Bailey, do you want to go into a little synopsis?
So, a homicidal turkey axes off college kids during Thanksgiving break. Not much more is needed to be said.
No.
We're done with the episode. Goodbye. No,
I'm just kidding. That's the thing, is that, like, that really is it. It seems like they wanted to make kind of, like a Chucky slash, like, Freddy Krueger type villain, because, like, this turkey is always, like, has, also, like, zingers, like, yeah. He's always doing that.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
And I gotta tell you, I looked this up. Thanksgiving has 5 writers. 5.
It took 5 people to write?
It took 5 people to write this script.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. But, like, that's the thing, though. I do think, like, the more people you have writing on a script, like, the more...
Yeah.
The more chances it has to fail.
The shittier...
Yeah, just because, like, that's the thing with this is, like, the tone is all over the place. Like, it's just wildly inconsistent. I think if you just had, like, 1 or 2 people write it, like, you would a normal script. Like, you could have, like, made it more funny, maybe. Like, you could have, like, you know, could have just been, like, a campy, funny movie.
Yeah, it could have, for sure. It opens up with, like, a pilgrim woman who's
topless.
Tits are just out. Like, we don't know why. Like, at least in, like, I don't know, like, Freddy versus Jason, the reason, like, the naked girl gets, like, pinned to the tree is because she was fucking this hot dude, like, by the lake. So you're like, her tits are out. There is literally, like, no reason for this woman's tits to be out.
She just has her boobs out. Yeah.
She's just like, running away from we don't know what. The tits are jangling. And we're like, okay, so this is this kind of movie. I mean, I wasn't, like, expecting it to be good, but, like...
Certainly not Hannah and her sisters.
Yes, yes. It was not quite, the script that Woody Allen has crafted. But then we see that, like... It's not even just a turkey. It is like feels like a miniature turkey.
Yeah. No, like the specs are off on this thing.
This turkey is so tiny.
Like, it doesn't even really look like a regular turkey. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it was like a weird looking. So then we see like this turkey wielding an axe.
It's a tomahawk, because this is kind of a racist
movie. It totally is, because they refer to all the Native Americans as Indians.
Yeah.
Granted, this was made, like, what?
2008 or 9,
where, like, I mean, up until this past season, there was a baseball team called the Indians. So, like, we're just now realizing that they're not Indians.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's just what you called them, because you didn't know
what they were. So we learned that the turkey is a Native American that had been jilted, and somehow, I don't think we even know how he winds up in a turkey.
No.
So, like, by some weird magic, he is now in a turkey. At least you know how, like, Chucky gets in the goddamn doll.
Yeah, like, of course. You know, we literally, like, yeah, no, we just know that he was, like, dishonored in some way.
Yeah.
And then somehow is now in a turkey.
Yeah. So then he wants
wildly
to, like...
Wildly offensive.
So then we... Clearly he's, like, out to kill... like, the pilgrims in, like, that first scene, at least. So, yeah, he has, like, a tomahawk, and then he has the line where he's...
After he's... It's, like, after he's killed her, right?
I don't know if he's killed her yet.
But he's he's nice tits, bitch.
Then he tomahawks her, and, like, then it goes into, like, terrible, like, opening credits
that looked like
where they were made on iMovie. Like, oh my god.
Don't talk shit about iMovie that bad.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where they edited this. Maybe worse than iMovie. But, like, if you go to IMDb, like, not a single person has a picture.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Except for you get down to Ryan E. Francis, who was Darren, whoever the F Darren maybe. He has a picture. And it is, I think, is Darren the, is, I don't know, but it's a picture from Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is. That's so funny.
Not sure who Darren is, though. Is Darren the nerd? Because I also don't care to know who these people are.
I don't remember their names. I remember Johnny and Allie.
Oh, he was born in 86, so he was one of the kids. He was probably the nerd. Yeah, Johnny, yeah, Allie and Johnny. Also, like, I understand that dialogue is terrible in this, too.
Oh, it's
but
crazy.
Holy fucking shit. Is it maybe the worst acting I've ever seen?
No, it's wild because, like...
I want to be in this and act that poorly. Like, people on soap operas are Meryl Streep compared to these people.
Well, honestly, and, like, the thing is, with soap operas, like, those actors actually do have to have chops because those scripts come in that day.
And they have to, like, shoot an entire episode, like, in a day.
Yeah. So, like, the memorization it takes to, like, be on
soaps.
There's
a reason why they potentially have cue cards and you see their eyes glancing. It's because it's like, oh, by the way, we're shooting this today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not like they've had, like, a couple of days to rehearse
or anything like that. It's like, we're going. Boom.
This is a tight operation.
Also, the camera work was, like, all up in their faces at points.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know what was happening. It was, like, not even, like, a cool Blair Witch, like, type shirky camera action.
Right, no.
This was just, like, they did not know what to do with the camera.
No.
Nothing is, like, there's no really cinematography because nothing's lit.
Mm-mm.
It's all consistently sort of, like, the same bland. Like, this could have been shot on a goddamn mini DV, like, for all I know, too.
It's, like, possible. It's very possible.
It's just, I think it was made for, like, $5,000, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no,
and
it's
not
wild.
Lena Dunham giving money and then making tiny furniture, whether or not you like tiny furniture or not. That movie is competently made.
Yeah.
Like, it has acting in it, including Lena Dunham.
And I will say, like, it also has an aesthetic. Like, yes. It does seem like, the thing is, even with Girls, also with tiny mm-hmm. furniture, like, she has a vibe
that was
very much like, oh, like, early, like, 2010s. Like, in Brooklyn, like, everybody looks super cool. Like, there is an aesthetic behind it. This, like, I couldn't tell you what the aesthetic was.
Oh, and it, like, after he kills the pilgrim, it's, like, now present day, which was, what, like, 2008 or 9?
Yeah.
So, and it's, like, every stereotype possible they hit on. They have, like, the obnoxious dumb jock guy. They have the weird, like, I think somebody watched, like... They watched way too much Varsity Blues, but then just didn't know how to, like, do any of what Varsity Blues did. Because they have, like, the Reggie Ray, like, character that's, like, pretty much just... He makes no sense why all of a sudden this is just, like, redneck.
Yeah.
It's, like, this weird... At least in, like, Varsity Blues, they're in goddamn Texas. There's bound to be one redneck. Like, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This, we also have no idea, like, the fuck they are.
No. Like, it's just, like, some middle-of-nowhere town. I think it's called, like, Crosburg or something.
Yeah, or something. And, like, there is the legend, because, like, the nerdy... Of course, there's the nerdy kid who is friends with the Reggie Ray hillbilly, who's like, it's okay, he's a nerd, but he's my nerd. Like, it's fine. And then you have, like, the real slutty bitch that's not even funny. It's sad when you just get someone who just doesn't know. Because, like, you can get, like, I would kill to play a slutty bitch or something because it seems like it's so much fun.
Right.
And sometimes those characters are fun as shit. This was not fun.
No. It was, this... Guys, this episode is going to be mostly us shitting on it. Because, like, it wasn't even that fun.
No.
Like, some of the, of course, some of the turkey lines are hilarious. Like, objectively very funny.
Yes.
Like, nice tits, bitch, is funny.
Yeah, you're like, okay. you'll give credit in some areas. You're not getting credit on the writing, the acting, the directing, maybe a couple of one-liners.
Yeah.
Who did the turkey's voice?
Oh my gosh, let's find out. But basically though, you find out this, you find out this legend. And it's funny because for some reason they didn't have to do it this way, but they were like, oh, there's this legend of how like this turkey comes back every 515 years. So they should be safe. They should be safe, honestly, because if it's like the 1600s, they should be fine.
Yeah, but he's back.
Yeah, no, and it's because one, like, a dog pisses on the turkey, and somehow that makes him come back to life, and he's so angry that he then kills the dog.
Oh, if you kill a dog, you're just trash. I don't care if you kill a bunch of co-eds. You killed the dog, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, turkey.
But then
and
he
it's turkey,
has this,
like, T-U-R-K-I-E.
E. But then he has this weird vendetta then against these kids and, like, knows where they live and shit?
Yeah, no, and it's not explained.
No, I have no idea. It's not even like you were like, oh, he followed them.
No.
Like, he gets in a car. I love how he gets in a car. He literally, like, shoots a dude in the face.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. It's just, like, terrible graph. Like, it's just terrible, like, CGI or whatever.
Oh,
I don't
my
even
God.
Think they CGI. I think it was all practical effects. Just terrible practical effects. So then but then I don't know how he knows to find them. He doesn't even know their name. They use first names. It's like.
Yeah. No, and, like, they do kind of, like, go into it a little bit where, like, I think Billy or is it Johnny? One of them is, like, the descendant of the pilgrim.
Yes. Oh, I think it is the nerdy guy. Not the nerdy guy. I think it is the hillbilly guy. Yeah, and also the hillbilly guy's name is like Billy. Hillbilly. I think it was literally him. And it's like, whoa, you're like, because they were like, this was the last name. That's my last name.
Oh my God. Embarrassing.
Like,
just like humiliating stuff.
Oh my God. It's not even like in a fun, like, it's just, it's bad. And, yeah, and it's not even, like, you could say, like, oh, this was bad, but, like, Amy Adams was in it. Like, you know,
no,
like.
No, I really think nobody came
anybody,
anywhere from this.
Like, close to. I don't think they did anything before or after. It was just, like.
It was just this one thing.
Yeah, and it was, like, okay. But, like, also, you could tell it was made for $5,000, too, in the way of, like, the one girl, Allie, who is, like, your final girl, I guess. Her father is the sheriff.
Yeah.
But he literally is just in, like, a button-down shirt, and he has a little badge that says sheriff that you look like you got at, like, Potty City.
Yeah. No, it's
wild.
It is
fucking hilarious. Like, I'm like, okay, also, the sheriff usually isn't, like, dressed like a sheriff at 7 p.m. at night.
Right.
Like, he's dressed, like, if it's the morning to go to work and coming back. It's like he's just always wearing his sheriff's uniform.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are we doing this?
They're just like, no. We have to know at all times that he's sheriff.
Yes. You must know. We got to reiterate because the audience is dumb.
Yeah. And it's like.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, of course, they start going and he starts, like, stalking these teens.
Oh,
and
my God, yeah.
Allie is the one to, like, realize something's up first, but, like, nobody believes her.
Yeah.
They're just like, what are you talking about, you dumb bitch?
Yeah, like we're not going to believe the dumb slut.
Yeah.
And then.
Choke on a dick, lady.
Yeah.
Like,
we'd
rather
not. Really wants to choke on Johnny's dick. But Johnny is weird about it because he randomly likes this other girl. Like, I don't get it. This girl is throwing her cat at you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no.
Like, no.
I want the challenge. Like, what?
Ugh, whatever. But, yeah, no. So then he, basically she, I do think, like, her death is, like, one of the most horrifying.
Oh, also.
I mean, it's bad.
Can we talk about, all right, so it opens with tits.
Yeah.
But they were then like, you know what? We can't show true doggy style. So we have to show clothes dry humping. He literally has his pants on and is like dry humping her from behind. But like her reactions are almost as if she's being like penetrated.
Right.
It is. I can't even. I was just like, we have seen tits. but you won't show, like, you obviously you don't have to stop porn,
yeah,
but you can literally make it seem like they are having sex. Right. No, you are straight making the choice
to make
to
it
have
look-
him dry, like, literally, like, close dry hump her.
Yeah.
It was, I can't even.
Yeah. And this is Greg. This is her boyfriend. So, yeah. You know, she's been, like, trying to get in with Johnny, but, like, yeah, still but has a boyfriend, Greg. Good for her. Good for her. I'm into it. But then they have, like, Turkey has sex with her.
Yeah, like, she, like, thinks that, like, apparently she believes his pants have now come down and he is now...
But also, like, what is, like, what's going
what's
on
What's a turkey's dick feel like compared to your boyfriend's dick?
Like, is your, is, was your boyfriend's dick that deformed?
Yeah.
That,
like, and then doesn't he say, like, difference? Doesn't he have that line being like, oh, I'm stuffing ya.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I was like, oh my God.
Horrendous.
But he's, like, killed her boyfriend in, like, a terrible way. But like
she slits her throat.
Yeah, but doesn't hear it. He doesn't do any of that. And then, yeah, proceeds to be like, I need to then... have sex with this girl. Oh my God, it's awful. It is terrible.
And then breaks her neck.
Yes, yes.
Oof. Oof.
Also, the Johnny's parents have been both murdered at this point.
Yes, yes.
Which is great. And then Johnny just doesn't apparently have a care in the world. He has the best line ever that he was like, you know, it's been sad. I didn't expect my parents to die today. But, you know, maybe it was all for the best.
Well, like, there is that whole
thing. Because we get together.
Yeah, there's that whole thing, though, because, like, he tries, like, I guess he was, like, estranged from his dad.
Oh, his dad hated that. Again, a Varsity Blues, like, thing. I feel like these people were like, how do we make Varsity Blues and then just make it terrible and have turkeys in it? There's the whole, like, you're now the second string quarterback because something happened. So I fucking disowned you.
Yeah.
Because you were not good at football anymore.
Oh my God. Embarrassing. It's like aliens watched Varsity Blues and a horror movie and we're like, I know what to do.
Yeah. We got the tits. We got football. We got dads being dicks. And we're going to throw a turkey in.
This is so American.
Yeah, we just needed him to have that I don't want your life line.
Yeah,
and then it would have been Varsity Blues.
That and High School Musical. They should have made it a musical next.
Oh my God, that would have been great. Maybe there is apparently a sequel out there that we will not be partaking in.
We will not.
That had enough funding from Kickstarter. So there are apparently people out there that have enjoyed Thanksgiving.
Love that for you. Love that
I'm
for
glad.
You.
And it's not even like you can watch, I don't know, Not Another Teen Movie and say, this is a brilliant parody. Or watch Showgirls and say that this is just great satire.
This is brilliant.
This is not that.
This is none of that.
No.
Not at all. No.
What else happens, Jenna?
Well, there's, like, the whole thing about how just, like, then it's just, like, Turkey, like, trying to, like, mow him down. Like...
Yeah.
And, like, all... Oh, and, like, there's that whole thing where, like, they think they get away from him, but, like, they get the radioactive waste.
Okay, wait. We missed a crucial aspect of this movie.
Let's hear it.
So, maybe my favorite part.
Oh, love it.
So, because everybody in this movie is also a fucking stupid. Like, fucking
sure,
stupid. And, like, it's an insult to people that are actually stupid.
Yeah.
That's how stupid these people are. So... the turkey shows up at Allie's house, but Allie's not there. But her sheriff, Dad, is there. And then literally says, I didn't know that Allie was friends with midgets. Says
oh my
midgets
God,
specifically.
I know.
And is like, so he thinks that she has a little person friend that apparently dresses up like a turkey. When it's not Halloween, it's literally Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay. So, then he invites him into the house. They have, like, a chat. It's a really weird conversation. But this whole time, I don't know why the turkey just doesn't want to kill the dad. But he's, like, finding, like, excuses to not kill the
right.
dad. And then the dad says something finally, so he, like, kills him. So, the dad's dead. They arrive at Allie's house. Allie, Johnny, Nerdy Guy, and Billy. They're all there. The turkey, now wearing the dad's face as a mask.
Leather face, basically. Yes.
Opens the door, and they all think that it's actually the dad. Like, it's not even ironic. They legit think it's...
Man.
She even, like, leans down, also is like, Dad, why are you so short now? Like, leans down and kisses, like, the weird leather face.
Oh, my God.
And, like... I am like, what is fucking happening?
Can you imagine, like, imagine though pitching that scene while you're writing it? Like,
I just,
what's the thought process there?
Why were there no notes given about this script?
No
notes.
This script
had to be, like, there had to be zero notes.
Like, nothing was vetted. Because, like, it's like, you could have just had him, like, sitting down somewhere. Like, where you don't, like, where you just see the face, maybe. Like, figure something out there where it's like, oh, why won't you get up? And then he could be like, oh, I don't, you know, I just, like,
also,
I hurt
like,
my leg or
whatever. Also, like, doesn't sound like your dad. Clearly still sounds like the fucking turkey that you've been trying to get away from. But apparently the turkey voice is the guy that directed this.
Oh my god, embarrassing.
Like, holy fucking shit. And I think he was also one of the writers. But apparently there were also four other people that partook in, like, writing this thing. And none of them were like, you know what? This makes sense.
Like, I'm at, like, I think about stuff like this all the time now, where I'm just like, I am so hard on myself when it comes to, like, my, like, I just get, like, insecure about, like, my art in all ways, where I'm just like, damn, it's not like I need to have the confidence of, like, fucking Orson Welles or something like that. What? I just need to have the confidence of the five guys. I think it's five guys.
I hope it's only men that wrote this, because Jesus Christ, ladies, if you wrote this, I don't want to be associated
with the same gender as you. I just want to be the, like, as confident as the five men that wrote Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yep.
It's wild. But, you know, anyway, it's like this whole thing, they, it's just, this movie's so bad. I can't even, like, I'm trying to remember, like,
yeah, I had to fast forward at some points, like, in all honesty. But, yeah, he winds up, like, they specifically tell you, they're going home, because they're like, my dad is well-read. He must have a book on how to kill this turkey. So they, like, go and find the book that tells them how to do this. And it specifically says that you have to, like, under his, like, wing, there'll be something you have to, like, take. You take that, and then you literally have to burn him at the stake.
Yes.
And if you don't do that, he's not dead. Well, they don't do that.
No, they just grab the, like, what they call it, like, a talisman or something. Yeah.
Oh, also my favorite ever, again, terrible racism coming on, was when they were like, he will hide in his teepee. And it's like, well, there can't be many teepees around. And, of course, it is the fucking most horrifically built teepee. It looks like 8-year-old Boy Scouts fucking built this thing. And they're like, well, it has to be this teepee. And he's like, in his oh, my God, I just can't even. Like, I can't even. Also, there was some, they replayed the same joke, like, three times. And it was like, I think it was, wasn't there, like, a JonBenet Ramsey joke? And they said it, like, three different times.
Yeah.
And I was like, I forget exactly what the joke was specifically.
And, like, you wonder again, like, what writer was pitching a bunch of JonBenet Ramsey content?
This isn't, like, 1996 anymore. Like, yo, let's just, like, do these random and then, like, bring it back and, like, forget that we had already used it.
Yeah.
So it's like, whoever edited this too, like, just didn't pay attention.
They heard somewhere that comedy is in like things of three.
Yeah. So they, like, used it, like, three different times. So, like, that was, like,
wild.
I was just like, okay, like, one, how is this funny? Two, holy shit. Oh, I think it was something like, your legs are open more than the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Oh, and it was my something God. Like, yeah.
So it was stupid and wasn't even remotely funny. And they say it, like, three fucking times.
Crazy.
And I was just like, oh my God, what is this shit that we're watching?
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, horrendous. That was pretty bad. I felt like there was another, like, I'm trying to think of it. There was, like, another moment where I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The other moment was, at one point, they forgot that it was Thanksgiving break, and they started calling it spring break.
Right.
Yes. So that happened as well.
That's so good. Nobody caught that. No continuity. Like, the script coordinator.
There was no script coordinator.
There was not.
Nothing happened. I just feel like they used a bunch of multicam too, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like nothing feels like this was on Johnny's coverage and then Allie's coverage. Like, nothing felt like that.
Yeah.
It felt like, let's get a bunch of cameras from, like, Walmart and just shoot this.
See what happens, yeah.
So I hope that, like, I don't care to watch, but I hope that, like, however much money they got from Kickstarter, if, like, the quality was somewhat better. Like, yeah. I don't know.
At least make it more fun. Because like, this could have been like a fun bad movie.
Oh, for sure.
But it's not.
It's just fucking terrible.
But that's the thing, is that like, so they do go to the teepee and they manage, like, they think they've won because they shoot him in the head. But for whatever reason, they don't shoot him in the head. Which, again, they said that's like, you're supposed to burn him.
Yeah, like, so, there are rules to follow, and you just didn't
do
them.
You just didn't do it. But, like, what happens is, like, he goes into, they shoot him in the head, and he falls into this, like, radioactive, like, stuff. And that's why he's able to be, like, reanimated. Like, maybe they're like, oh, well, if he doesn't have a head, he's useless, maybe? Like, maybe
that's the whole, you cut the chicken head off, like, you cut the turkey. Maybe you're thinking that. But yeah, he winds up, so he's, like, glowing green.
Yes, now he's glowing.
Yeah, so he's, like, a turkey that has been, like, you know, fallen into radioactive, like, vat of waste, you know? So now he has, like, all those powers. So then he, of course, goes back to Allie's house, and Allie and Johnny are getting it on, and Nerdy Kid is like, I can't be here while they're getting it on. So then he goes to, like, gets a snack from the kitchen. Also, nobody's called 911?
Not once.
Like, your dad is dead in the kitchen.
Billy's dead at this point.
Yeah. Billy gets dead, and Billy and the Nerdy Kid have that tender moment of, you're my best friend!
Like, a very, like, heart to heart. Which could have been, like, really moving in another movie. And this is just, like, very weird.
Oh my god, it's so funny. But then, so, like, the Nerdy Kid gets killed.
Yeah.
And then the radioactive turkey, like, does he find Johnny?
They do. And then he kills
them.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to, like, next Thanksgiving, a random house.
Just random.
Random. And then all of a sudden the turkey comes alive and says something like, sequel, bitch!
Yes.
And then it ends.
That's it. It's like, do I smell sequel, bitch?
Oh my god.
And then you feel worse off for living after that. Because you're just like, why? Like, definitely, like, some existential dread started creeping in for me. Because I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Why did I do this?
Like, this guy made a movie. I need to
make a movie. We're going to make a fucking movie. Yeah. Like, clearly it's not that hard.
Yeah, no, it's apparently very easy. Especially if you just surround yourself with people that have no fucking idea.
Yeah, just like a bunch of yes men.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Also, this was Gravitas Ventures, like, put this out. Like, they had, like, a legit...
Do you think
legit...
they, like, made it, or did they
I don't think they made it. I think they probably bought it.
Which, like, I'm sure they did it, because, like, honestly, like, they were probably smart to do it, because then it did gain, like, a cult following.
Yeah, so it... But you're just...
They probably also didn't buy it for, like, a ton of money.
No. But, oh my god, if you made money off this, that's what's wild.
Wild.
Like, fucking five white dudes. I assume they're white. Because of how racist this shit was.
Yeah, it's crazy. This movie, that's one of, like, the most cringe things about this is, like, it is very racist.
Yeah. And then, of course, the turkey refers to himself as, like, an Indian. Doesn't even say, like, Native American.
Yeah, because, like, at least if that was the case, then you know that it is a commentary on how ignorant these, like, white people are doing.
Which it could have been.
It could have been, yeah.
And that could have been interesting.
Because, like, you can have characters that say racist and dumb things, but then you have to figure out in your script how to highlight that you know it's wrong. Yes. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, no, the turkey's still just like,
there's
I always
come back to this because the It's Always Sunny guys are like, they always say, they're like, you can say some of the worst shit in the world, but, like, someone always has to call it out.
Yeah.
It has to be called out. Because,
like,
then
they're not doing, like, that's why I've always hated that, like, Hulu had, I don't know if it's still, but, like, because Disney, taken away, like, some of the unsavory episodes of It's Always Sunny, including, like, the blackface episodes. But they're not, like, being like, look at our blackface episode. They're like, look at how people think that this is okay. Like, they're doing social commentary on blackface, or the whole Mac being gay. That's like, it's like a social commentary. Like, they're not being like, we hate gay people and we are, like, just gonna be doing brown and blackface because we can do it because we're white. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
But, yeah. Anyway. So, guys, do not watch this movie.
No.
I'm telling you. I think also, too, like, because we haven't been drinking. mm-hmm. the last, like, few weeks. Yes. So it's, like, one of those things where, like, maybe we should have had, like, a few drinks with this one. Because, like, yeah. we probably could have, like, had more fun with it.
Yeah, or done something. Like, we're potentially planning on watching, I don't know if we're going to podcast about them. Maybe we will. We're potentially planning on watching the Pitch Perfects. I love the first Pitch Perfect. I can tolerate the second one, and I hate the third one. I literally haven't seen the third one since it came out. But we're planning on, like, having some substances to yeah. watch it, because I'm just curious to see if I'm gonna be like extra angry by the time the third one
what if you're
around.
Just like you're just like what if you're like so zen because like I'm we like, just like did a THC bad. Yeah you're like oh man I see what they're doing now
I get the Pitch Perfect 3 even though I'm just gonna sit the whole time and be like why was it made
like yeah. like I hope y'all made your money on that oh good for
that's
you
that's my thing I thought I hope Anna Kendrick got the biggest paycheck of yeah. paychecks. Like, I really do. Because she also, like, at that point, by the third one, it feels like the character is checked out, which makes me feel like Anna Kendrick's kind of checked yeah. out, but also just kind of is, like, going with the flow.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just hanging out with my girls, and we got paid to do this. And it was kind of fun. But yes, yeah. the movie is shit. Like...
Like, whatevs.
But this movie is actually shit. Pitch Perfect 3 is fucking Citizen Kane compared to this shit.
It is so funny how, like, every time we watch a movie that's, like, really, really bad, it's like, wow, like, I really do shit on some movies that, like, really aren't that bad no. in comparison.
Yeah, right? Competently made. You have Academy Award nominated talent. You don't in this.
You sure don't.
You don't in this.
You do not. But,
Oh, that is... Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, yes. everyone.
Yes, we hope you have a better one. We hope no Native American turkeys are going to be after you
oh
because
gosh.
They have been, I don't know, banned by other Native Americans and put into a turkey to kill
but, like,
people.
We don't even know if that's what happened.
We don't know. We're just assuming.
We have no idea what happened because, like,
he's clearly
going after these, like, white kid
yeah.
who and like in the first scene he's like going after the pilgrims
yeah
so like something happened
yes.
like I'm assuming he got like dicked over by a pilgrim
yeah
but I don't know where the magic
again
comes in
that could
it.
Bring in a cool social commentary but anyway
it
did
could've.
Not this
it
movie
didn't.
Did not do that
so. But yeah anyway that'll conclude our Thanksgiving themed
yes.
movies this week
we've got some Christmas ones
coming up. Yeah, yeah we're excited about that
we've got some the ones that we're gonna be watching aren't as great as like we watched some good ones this month these ones are gonna be like more fun kind of
yeah we're gonna go yeah. kind of go back to our format of it being kind of like garbage light type of movies so
yeah,
yeah we're excited to get back into it yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. Sweet, sweet God.